Sister, this last part of this message, I'm speaking about categories of angels. We have the category of seraphim. The angels, seraphim, they are there to promote sanctification, holiness. Their love is to see you and I, not to miss salvation. That is why we see Prophet Isaiah said, I am a sinner. I'm a sinner. But the angel, seraphim, came to help him, to deliver him. He was now holy. God said, go and work. Another category of angel, it is a cherubim. Cherubim is a category of angel to protect God's property. If today we are living holy, we will find ourselves in a holy place. In the holy place. In the, call it, according to Psalm 91, in the holy of the holies. In the secret place of the Most High. We need to the life of sanctification to be in the secret place of the Most High. We need the life of sanctification to be in the secret place of the Most High. If we don't live sanctified, the work of a cherubim will be there to prevent us from entering the holy ground and to receive the blessing. Adam and Eve, they were cast out of the garden because of what? Sin. God is saying he put the cherubim to protect the property of God, the garden of Eden. The Ark of Covenant is here also protected by the cherubim, the property of God. You and I, we are property of God. When we are holy, we live sanctified, we are protected also by the cherubim, because we become God's property. That's why the Bible is saying, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Because you become a God's property, protection. Another category of the angel, it is the category of deliverance. Deliverance, meaning that you are already in the hand of the devil. You don't need a cherubim. When you are in the hand of the devil, you don't need a cherubim. You need the hand of Michael to take you out of the pit of hell. That is another category of the angel. The last category, it is the category of message. Gabriel. The category of a message. God uses his angel to give the message, to transfer the message to you. That is another category. We understand in the book of Revelation chapter 12, the Bible is talking about what will happen in the last days when Michael, the warrior, will defeat the devil, the dragon. And the Bible is saying, the dragon is on the earth. You are there on the earth. Pay attention, because the dragon will deal with you. So, Revelation chapter 12 is presenting two moments. First of all, the first moment when for the first time Lucifer was cast out from heaven. It was a battle. He went down with many other angels. Follow me. He went down on earth with many other angels. Revelation 12 is saying, pay attention. You are on earth. You and I, we need to pay attention. We are on earth. Lucifer has been cast out on the ground. He's ruling now on the earth. You are on the earth. Pay attention. Meaning that even though we are in this world, our life may be connected to the life of heaven. But if we are in this earth and our life is connected to the life of earth, then the dragon will deal with us. Pay attention, you are on earth. The dragon is there now. That is the first moment. But Jesus Christ came for the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he came, hallelujah, he resurrected. And then you and I, we were released by Satan, the accuser, the persecutor. So, for the hand of the devil to be released or to be removed from us, you and I, we need to be with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ takes us out of the pit of the devil. Takes us out of the pit of the devil. We are out. We are no more in the hand of the devil. We are no more in the hand of Lucifer, who is accusing us because of our sin. Jesus Christ is the one who takes us out of the pit of darkness, and our sin have been removed, forgiven. Now we are with Jesus Christ. The accuser has lost now his power. Even though we are living on earth, the accuser, Lucifer, has lost his power. We are on earth, but we are living in heaven, spiritually. It is dangerous when we are on earth and we live according to the earth way. The devil, who is the accuser, will continue to accuse us. The second moment of this Revelation chapter 12 is explaining the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the dragon will be defeated by the warrior number one, Archangel Michael, and it will be cast out down. Do you understand that the Archangel Michael is powerful? His name is mentioned everywhere as a warrior. Let us stand up, my brother, my sister. We need the power of God to deliver us, to sanctify us, to bless us. We need the power of God to speak to our lives, to give us a prophetic word, to give us wisdom and knowledge. We need the power of God to deliver us from the evil one. Let us stand up as we pray. Thank you. Where you are, begin to say, thank you, Jesus Christ, for this message. I understand that I'm not alone. I understand that your angels, they are there protecting me. As you explain this in the book of Psalm chapter 91, I understand your angels, they are with me, guiding me, protecting me. I understand your angels, they are there speaking to me, delivering me when I fall. They help me to rise up. I understand that your angels, they are protecting your property. And I am one of your property. Say it. I understand that your angels, they will always be there with me because you are the God of love. I understand that Satan, the accuser, has no power anymore on me because Jesus Christ has delivered me by the power of the resurrection. I understand, even though I am living on earth, but my mind is connected to the heavenly life, then the devil has no control over me. Hallelujah. I understand. Continue to say it. Continue. Because as you pray like that, you're going to feel released. You're going to feel connected in the spirit. Repeat it. Merci, Jésus. I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ accept your prayer. You have prayed. And you're going to follow this service. And you're going to pray tomorrow or after tomorrow or after 2 months, 3 months, 1 year. Continue to pray. The Lord Jesus Christ will be there to release his power, the power of his love, to heal you, to restore you, to deliver you, to bless you, to redeem you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.